So this is Chatzitza part 6, and a couple more after this. We'll finish. The Tosefta says in Mikvos Parak Vav Alach Adalid, source 1, Hashirim, Hanazom, Vakatlos, Vatabos, these are all different types of jewelry, rings, and nose rings, and we'll see later other types of rings. So the Tosefta says, Utsin, if they're tight, if they're, you know, if they're stuck fast, they're, you know, a lot of rings are very tight, so then Chotitzin, they consider Chatzitza, but rough and they're very loose, they're not a Chatzitza, because the water can get in, which really depends how tight it is. That's what it says in the Tosefta. And again, as I said, we're going to come to two important dinim relating to Chatzitza here. So the Ravid has a very important comment. We've mentioned at least once or twice before in this simon. The Ravid the Bala Nefesh, Artilas Min Bey, says the following: what's the problem with rings? Right? Basically, his question is, the Miyat Shena Makbid. So what's the issue? Right? She leaves her ring on all the time. She's not Makbid, the ring is there. It's only on a very small part of the body. So the Ravid actually asked this on the case that we had earlier in here in Source 2, is the Bala Nefesh, Shartilas Min Bey, Vikashila, Chute Tzemer, Vichute Pishtan, Ritzua, Shabarosh Abonis. Remember that case, the different threads and strands of material in the hair. Okay, so the question is, am I chotzin? Right, we said they were a chatzitza, and we discussed different types and different opinions. Whether it was tied into the hair, it was on top of the hair, whatever it was. But why is it a chatzitza altogether? Even vis-a-vis the hair, it's only a miut, right? Halo miutu shena makbidu. So the answer is lo makpedesi, and this is where they arrive at as an important chiddush. Again, we've mentioned it once or twice. She is makbid. When we assess whether it's makbid or not, it's not whether you're makbid right now, by the time you want to go into the mikveh, whether you take that thing off. Okay, yeah, a woman wears a ring. She's not makbid to take it off. All right? And therefore, that's going to be called eno makbid. Says the Ravid, no, we don't assess right now. Ella in takbid olav shah achas. If ever she's makbid, right? In general, if she's makbid, even sometimes, to take it off, then davar ha makbid olav. Then it's considered yes makbid. Right? You understand the kash, right? Isn't a ring or something along those lines mir ha makbid? Mir shena makbid, I mean, so what's the problem? The answer is no, she is makbid. Again, he's talking about, he's coming at it from the issue of the earlier case, but it's the same thing. She's going to take it off when she does her hair, when she showers or whatever, when she plays around with her hair and makes up her hair. So she's going to take those things out. So sometimes she does take it out. And then the Ravid is, it's relevant to us. The same din is true. The Ravid says before, and so on. She's going to take it off when she needs dough, when she cooks, when she does other things. She doesn't want to get it dirty. We just want to get it wet. Okay, so she does take it off. It's true that in general she's not makbid, and even right now, when she's about to go to the mikveh, she's not makbid, true. But as long as, says the Ravid, this is the chiddush of the Ravid, then we've had it, right? As long as sometimes she is makbid, then that's called davar makbid. And the Rosh accepts his lahalacha as well. The Rosh here in Simon Chavvav quotes our Tosefta, in Luchos Mikvos in Chavvav 3, quotes this Tosefta from Perek Vav Alach Adalim, Tosefta, right, Hashir, Ba'nizomim, Ba'tabos, Ba'katlos, all these things, Utzitzin, Chotzin, Rafin, and Chotzin, Utzitzin, Pirish, Mehudakin, he's just explaining the word, it's an unusual word, so it means Mehudakin, right, it's tightly cleaving to the, wherever you're wearing it, Kamabosu, Itza, Perek Habaya, Perek Chavis, he quotes Gemara, Vim Tomar, our question, Tabas, Tehukah, my Chotzin, Zalo, Mutu, Shen, Makbid, isn't it a mir shena makbid? What's the problem? So pirish harayvid zal afishemak pedes lahasiru b'shas lisha v'kevon shemak pedes b'shum pam afal pish and amak pedes b'shas tefila avichatzitza. So the Rosh also accepts this ravid. Now it's interesting because the rest of that Tosefta, which I didn't quote because not our case, I just want to point it out. The rest of the Tosefta mentions also casts. Well, we spoke already about casts. But the rest of the Tosefta talks about Eged, Shal Gabi Amaka, and Kashkashim, and these things. The Rosh doesn't quote that. The Rosh only talks about this. And the same thing in the Rosh Bo, in the Bais HaKotz, and by Zion Shar Zion, says, quotes the Tosefta, Shir Vanazam HaTavos Koshman Tzachishim Mizman She'ein Dechukim Chotzin Refuin Ein Chotzin Ramayim Boim Lehem Boim. He says the reason why is water can get. And he also goes on to say, like that Ravid, that you don't assess being makbid based on right now, but in general whether a person is makbid. So now the truth is the Rashba also leaves the case of the casts out, okay? And it could be that they will disagree. They said that those things are a problem even if water can get in, okay? In other words, the line in the brisa of rough, it's really a question of where you put the comma in the brisa. right? When it says utzin, chotzin, rafin, echel, is that going only on what was right before? The stuff about the rings and things. Go in the earlier part, also about the, you know, about the bandages and so on. I don't want to go into detail now about that because we've spoken about bandages already. I do want to point out the Rambam in Hilchos Mikvos, Perek Beis, Halacha Daled, does put them all together. Right, look at five. Eged shal gabe amakov, vashkashkashin shal gabe sheva, something broken. And vashir marazom akatlos vatavos bizman shin chazok muduk and basu chotzim, rafim enu chotzim. Rambam does mention it. Rambam puts them together. So that the heter of a looser fit is by all the things. That's how Shulchan Aruch also rules in Sim Chof Gimel. Right, that's what up to Sif Chof Gimel, I mean, Sim Kuf Tzarechet, Sif Chof Gimel 6. Asher marazom at bas vekatlos imem refuim and chotzim or dokim chotzim v'chein hadin beged shalamaka v'kashkam shalashever and so on. So he also brings them all together, you know, as one unit. Okay, why should it be different? Okay, so you see what I'm pointing out, right? The Rosh and Rashba do not mention in this context the part of the Brisa that talks about cast and bandages and so on, sometimes covering for wounds, implying that there, even when it's looser, it's still a problem. And again, the issue is, when the Tosefta says, it's only a problem if it's tight, but if it's loose, it's okay, what's that going on? So both the Rashba and the Rosh, okay, learn that it's going on just the case of the rings and so on, implying that those other things are a problem even when they're looser. And the Rambam holds not so. The Rambam lumps them all together, which is the simple reading of the Brisa, again, depending on how you punctuate it. But the Rambam says they're all one, and that's what Shulchan Aruch seems to say. The Shach in Sukkot and Chof Ches, in 7, the Shach says, V'chein adin be'eg v'rabach pas v'eg v'hashmur afilu v'fuyim chotzim. Why? Delo aylu b'mayim shapri. Those things, the nature of those things, the way they're covering, even when they're looser, water still doesn't get in right away. So that's why it might be machmir, and maybe that's the Rosh Bo and the Rosh hold. That's why they didn't include it. It's not automatic that it's looser. Okay, because even when it's looser, those things, water doesn't get all the way in, because they cover more of the body, they're bigger, however we're going to say. Okay, but as far as we're concerned, we spoke about bandages already, so as far as we're concerned, rings are a problem. Okay, once you take off their rings, because and unless it's very loose fitting. Okay, now, what about a tataka loose fitting? So it sounds like the Shulchan Aruch, it's loose fitting, it's not a problem, right? But the Achronim here point to the Yamshul Shlomo. Okay, the later Achronim point to the Yamshul Shlomo in Chulin Perak Ches Simon Chof Aleph 8. Okay, they're talking about an 8th paragraph about Netilas Yadayim, which again we've seen already, the Dinim of Chatzitza by Netilas Yadayim, to a great extent, parallel to the Dinim of Chatzitza by Tvila. So there, regarding Netilas Yadayim, the Marashal writes, the Amshul Shom writes, in 8, Achein ha'idna nehigin hanoshim lahasir tabasim b'shas Tvila afila refuya. The Amshul Shom writes that nowadays, despite the rule in the Shulchan Aruch, the women, and that's how it's true, the women take off all rings, even loose-fitting rings. Okay, even if they are looser. Okay, why? Mishum delo b'kiyin masai karu rafu. Because it's hard to, what was this loose? It's not so loose, exactly loose. You know, it's tougher to sometimes tell. I mean, it's obviously not going to be too loose, because if it's too loose, you hold your hand, it'll fall right off, right? So it's got to be somewhat tight. So it's a little difficult to tell where to draw the line between tight and loose. So therefore, our practice, we take off rings. Sometimes it becomes a problem, halacha l'maisa, a woman's pregnant, so you know, the fingers of different parts of the body swell, and she mamish can't get it off, right? So that's what this, you know, that's an issue. Okay, so we try and move it around, tell her when she's in the water to move it around, and so on. Anyway, sometimes it's hard to, she even can't get it off, but move it so the water seeps in, and so on. But in any event, that's what the Marshal says. He also, but that, by Netilas Yadayim, you don't have to be as machmir. Even though I think by Netilas Yadayim, a lot of times women do take off the rings by Netilas Yadayim, but maybe rings that they always keep on, they don't. We're more make by Netilas Yadayim. Then he adds also, the Amshul Shlomo does, in the second line there, 8, v'ha'anoshim, men, who wear a ring, ein tzarech klal lahasir tabas b'shas atila, v'monofsha. Men don't take it all. The men wear a ring, some married men wear a ring. Okay, so, well, I guess even unmarried men wear a ring, if you won the Super Bowl or something. So people wear a ring, okay? So men don't have to take off the ring no matter what. Why? He says, one of show. Either way, he says, if it's looser, it's not chotzitz. And even if it's, hudak, if it's tighter, still it's a mi'at shenamak, because we said with the women, the problem is that once in a while she'll take it off when she kneads and makes dough and this kind of stuff. And the men don't do that. Okay, men don't do it. However, coming back to the Super Bowl, Achein b'tabash yeshbo even tov, who has a jewel, has a stone in it, sometimes, then bevarei makrilov, then he's makrilov. They're not going to wear such a ring, and you know, when you're doing other things, so then it is chotzei mena rofu, unless it's loose, that the water can get in. Okay, that's the Amshul Shoma. Oh, so that's, so he didn't say, what about a woman who doesn't deal with kneading dough and that kind of thing? What a woman who never takes it off, Taka?
A woman who has a diamond ring.
But a woman who takes it off, so anyway, because we said, even if it isn't a diamond, we said, but she's going to take it off sometimes. The question will be, yes, question will be, what about, so he says, what about a woman who doesn't happen to deal with, so we'll see in a second. Okay, the Sidri Tari.
Not a diamond ring.
That's the question. Sounds like a woman who has not a regular plain ring, or what a band, let's say, that she takes off from time to time. So that's what the Yabzal Shoma, basically, that's what the right, go back to that writing. Right? So she does take it off sometimes to knead the dough and to cook. And what if a woman doesn't do that? So we'll see in a second. But the Sidri Tari here in Zirkot Mem Gimel, and our Sim Kuv Tzari Chaz quotes a Sefer Beis Hillel. The tzarech lahasar tabas me'ado b'shas nidil sedayim afilu hu rafui. Okay, he paskins against the marshal. He says even by the til sedayim, you should take the ring off. Okay, even if it's loose fitting, and he quotes this Beis Yosef in his dinner we just saw, and in the Bach also, right, that we saw in not the Bach or the Amshul Shlomo. I mean, we don't know, right? The ain anu b'kiyin mahu shir rifayon. We don't know exactly what at what point do you call it loose. Oh, mishum de lo less or lahat af modekes, sort of a gzera, you know. Just take off all the rings. Otherwise, she'll forget. She'll auto, you know, the tight ones, right? You can im b'nitzil sedayim b'drabon nechmir. So culture came. Im can culture came to the deraisa. Okay. However, he does have one kula. Avo b'shim shekvar achar tvi'la b'tabas. So for you, ain't on tzar tvi'la achar. So we're saying lechatchila, and that's how he paskin. Lechatchila should take off all rings, loose fitting rings, tight fitting rings. All rings should come off. But if she forgot to take it off and she wanted to go back to her husband and she was already with him, so then if it was refuya ena tzricha tvi'la u'kamosha kazar chonabi u'shochali tol tzipranayim. And we said the other day that if she forgot to cut her nails, she already went back, so there's kulas. Okay. However, Avin Amogan Avram shom lo nirakein. He quotes other Achonim who say, no, the dafka lechatchila echmiru abu d'yevet af betfila lo echmiru, they're not machmir by the tefila or until sedayim. So a different sheet is about it. Again, our practice will do take off the ring if she went back to her husband, we're makel. Now, on this other point, though, now we come to your issue. You raised the Eliyahu, but Sukkot Mem Dalet. That was Sukkot Mem Gimel in the Sidri Tari. Sukkot Mem Dalet. So at first he dismisses the question, "Ve'ein lahakshos ha'miyut she'eno makbiru." Pirush ha'ravid, we already said the ravid. He quotes the ravid. But now he writes, "Kofer b'kofer b'sefer gan ha'melech." Quotes the sefer gan ha'melech. Udover poshet hu she'ein lahachmer kain ela b'mishiyesh l'melocha grua. You only have to be machmer if you tacker a person who has this type of dirty work. Dirty hand. You don't want to leave your ring on because you get dirty from this type of work. He quotes the Sefer Gan HaMelech. Yeah, the whole Ravid was because, you know, for sure the woman's going to take it off. What was the Ravid's Kiddush? Ravid's Kiddush doesn't have to be Makbid right now, but she is Makbid sometimes to take it off. But the Sidri Tari quotes as Gan HaMelech. Yeah, but if Taka, she's Makbid never to take it off. She never does take it off. She doesn't work with dough. She doesn't work with dirt or whatever. Okay, so Taka never takes it off. So then it's not a problem even if it's tight. Okay, and therefore you have to look at each case, like we saw with the case of the guy, remember, the people who sell grease, you know, and Sava, a painter, doing colors all the time, okay, even other people, you know, might be makbid of having a few spots on you. So he says, and so on. That's what the Gan HaMelech says. So therefore, Lufiza, Yesh Lomar, again, a woman who doesn't work with dough ever, she never does, she's a rich lady, she has bakers that take care of this in the house, cooks, whatever, never does it, then she doesn't take it off. Okay, she ain't a it's very tight. And he says, then it becomes like you pointed out, like the man, right? Like the Marshal said, right? Okay, unless as an Evan Tovan, we'll say the same thing over here. Okay, if it was a stone, Shitaka wouldn't get it wet or dirty or whatever. At the end of the Sidra Tara says, but we shouldn't be makel, because Shulchan Aruch said here and by the Tosadaim, Stam, the Tabas, Mahuda Chotze. So Shulchan Aruch didn't make all these chakivas. And if you work with this, and if you don't work with that, Shulchan Aruch says that if it's tight, you should take it off. So the Sidra Tara says at the end, Lamaisa, we should be Machmer, Lo Machmer me, the Shulchan Aruch makes no chilek. Machmer and Lachalak Bezeh. Okay? So he says, so we'll say here it's a kind of a low plug. All right, but again, look what he says at the end. Last words of 9. Miu efshar b'di'evet v'shem sheish l'hokum v'nadzeh. The Torah says, I'm willing to rely. If b'di'evet, she already went home, was with her husband, so forget it. Pesachei Tshuva also quotes some of this in our seminary. It's quoted in Yud Gimel 10. Okay. Refuyim, he quotes the Bar Heitev that says, Chotitz afilu b'di'evet. Okay, only if she went to the mikveh, went to the husband already, so then we're not. And then he writes, "Ayin b'tshuvas mekom Shmuel simon dunhei shecholak alav pasuk haShulchan Aruch." And others say, "No, like the Shulchan Aruch, it's not chotitz b'di'evet." Let's see what it means. Then he quotes his Rebbe of a kisser Rav Agadol, Rav Daniel Zatzal, Roishes Shemachmei Zemaod Afilim Avra Laila Echad Achar Tfila Zo B'Tavas Rav Yesh LaHachmir LaTzricha Tfila Acher. It comes out really that there are three shitas. Comes out. Okay, that if she doesn't, the thach chotzitz at all, okay, the thach chotzitz at all, that it's chotzitz l'chachil, that it's chotzitz d'yevet. So he quotes the different, shitas. We have these, among the achronim, among the poison, three different shitas in our situation here. It's chotzitz, it's not chotzitz really at all, okay, there it is chotzitz, but if she went l'chachil, she'd take it off, but if she went back to her husband, forget about it. Or no, even the Evid, right? He says, he quotes this Rav Daniel, Chamud Daniel, who paskins all the way. No, Yesh Lahachmar Atzricha Tefillah Acheres. Okay, unless it was rough or Yaharbe, it was really loose, then he acknowledged Yesh Lahachmar again. How do you figure that out? All right, that's in Sivkotin Yud Gimel. Okay, Sivkotin Yud Dalad. Again, he says, he quotes that Ganamelech that we spoke about from the Sidri Tara, quotes the Sidri Tara. On this section of Mikvos, the Sidri Tara is called the Shiurei Tara. It's the same thing, same author. Anyway, he quotes the Rami Yom Shoshom about men, and he says, when we call Mokko Ein Lahokka, but at the end of the day, he says, I think we shouldn't be Mako. That's how the Sidri Tara ended. It's kind of like a low plug, unless there is a stone, and then she always takes it out. Okay? The Aruch HaShulchan is Machmir Aruch HaShulchan in Sif Nunbeis, here in Sif Kutzarich has 11. Court talks about again, starts with the brightness after the rings, the shirman, the zomat, all these guys. And it doesn't matter where they are. They wear alaznayim, earrings, ayadayim, hand rings, bracelets, finger rings, onis me'af, nose rings, that's not so common anymore today. Tzavar, neck rings, necklaces and so on. So he says, im refuim shamayim nechlasom em, enim chotzim di'evit, al chathkilim mechivet al-sirim, barafil v'nis adayim, dekila, im marit al-sadayim, should take them off. Okay, and certainly neither. And if they're very tightly fit, then chotzim gam b'di'evet u'tzricha tefillah acheres. And he also throws in the same thing with the bandage. We spoke about this with regard to the bandage. But at the end, he writes in the brackets. He writes, "Ayin sidrei Tara, who quoted the Gan HaMelech she'ein lahachmer ela mishiyesh l'malacha grua. Only if you attack a work with those things. But the Aruch HaShulchan writes, u'dvarav tamuim ein u'neged kol haposkim." I find it very hard to why the Sidri Tara quoted this. Sefer, nobody else says that. Everyone, it's a low plug. We don't start patching between what type of work you do, what type of work you don't do. It'll lead to problems, and therefore, Chas v'shalom l'hakel b'zeh. However, because Nasata Derech Hashira a little bit. In other words, because then you have to say, well, you're a woman who would you work with though? No, sometimes, half the time, none of the time. It becomes too difficult to figure it out. But Rabbi Yosef is safe. And the Chuvah said, Bia Omer, Chelek Ardesim Yud Gimel Ozayim, okay? He says, if there's a suffix, you're not sure, is this a looser fitting, stronger fitting? He quotes the Ravid, okay, as we saw, which is brought by the Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, he writes in, like the Gan HaMelech, he says in the third line of 12, Uviyos shebizman hazeh hakol mistapkin b'knias lechem in hashuk, v'af pam enon motzis hatabas v'yod, and there's someone who never, ever take the ring off. They're not needing dough so much. They buy their breads from the marketplace. Yesh lomar shafilu v'udekes enon chotetz, chotetz, kibis batal asiba batal mesobet. If the reason no longer applies, it didn't no longer apply. And he said, that's exactly the Yamshul Shlomo. I have precedent. He said, by men. Yamshul Shlomo said, by men, since he never does it. So then what? It's a sexist comment? Only men? No. The issue is whether you talk to do this type of work or not. The Marshal says, a man, let's say a man who's a baker, a man, it's, it would be different. But if a man who never does it, he doesn't have to remove the ring. So a woman who never does it either. And he writes, Chayn Reis, we got a melech, because of the Haka, we mishmaf, and Akia, the Logos, we know, the Savadi, the seems to lean to disagree. To agree with this, and he quotes the Sidri Tara, and Yesh Lahakel B'Ishen Alo Shabatzma. Now he does acknowledge that it's true. Tov Lachos Shidvarav that Lechatchile should certainly take it off, okay. And even you know if it's tight, you should go into the mikveh and get it out of bracha. But says Rav Avadya Yosef, Aval Kishadovim Misupra Klafinas Tait the Efshal Lahakel B'Shitas. Yeah, certainly it can be you can make a. You know, if you're unsure, and he quotes the what is how tight it is, yeah, right? Unsure, okay, you can lean to be mekel, okay. Now he quotes Aruch HaShulchan, who says udvar to umeim. At the very end, he writes ve'elo yadati ma'u kol acharados. I don't know what the big fuss is, okay. It's milu d'svarin inu. It's logical, and even the Siddur Torah at the end is machmir, but the whole thing is only to do on bonan anyway. And he says you don't have to be machmir in case it was suffering. Okay. Now, regarding this issue of being machbid, so there's important tshuva from someone who's not as well known. The tshuva is Zichron Yosef. Yosef was a German rabbi from Steinhardt, I think, around the 1700s, okay, early 1700s. So Zichron Yosef is quoted. This tshuva in Siman Yud. I bring it up because it's quoted the Pesachei Tshuva here, and it's quoted in other Achronim, different places throughout this simon. All right, but I brought it up here because I want to go talk a little bit now about different types of, you know, chatzitzas, fillings, and earplugs, and things in the nose, besides rings. So the Zichron Yosef is actually talking about a woman who has a ring, Ba'oso Makom. Sometimes they insert a ring, you know, into the, in, near the uterus and so on, because especially if the womb is weak and have to keep it up. Different names, prolapse rings, all types of rings. Okay? So that's what he's talking about there. So in the Zichron Yosef, again, he's quoted here by the Pesachei, quoted in our Siman by the Pesachei Tshuva and many other Achronim. And it's an important qualification. Zichron Yosef, Yerodei Siman Yud, 13. Ulian Chatzitzas Tabaz Zeh. Should this be a Chatzitza? Okay? And the issue is, it's you have to look at it because it's a woman said, "Ain't a chol lekachta mishom neisakonas nafshu." She can't take it out. It's in there for medicinal reasons. It's there to keep the sometimes to keep the rechem in place, different needs. So she can't take it out until it's time to go into labor. There's a baby. Then she's got to take it out so the baby can get out. There's some kind of a ring, some kind of insert, right? So she says she can't take it out. Al kain tanicha tamid. It'll be there all the time. Besocha. Zulas bivola chevli leda. Then you have to take it out. Okay, so the question is that called? Is that going to be a problem for tefila? Because she's lamaisa, she's not makpid at all. It's always in the womb. It's a meat meal she'ena makpedis, and that's how he leads to say the problem is. Okay, the problem is the ravid, because the ravid said, yeah, it may not take it out now, but as long as ultimately there comes a point where you are makbid to take it out, so then that's still called makbid, right? That was the ravid. So the Zichron Yosef says, so what do we say over here? Okay, she's not makbid, she's keeping it all the time. But what about the ravid? He says, no. The aim, nearly, the aim b'kachlum, the lo domi l'masha kosav a ravid. It's not parallel to the ravid. Okay, it's not like the ravid's case, where everybody quotes the ravid. Why? Even right now, she'd be makbid to remove it if she would decide to work with some dough, right? This ring is not going to come out at all, no matter what. You can't say, you know what, maybe she'll go into labor today. No, she's not. She goes to labor. You can't say, it's not like Omer al Perek at any moment. Can't happen at any moment. The Ravid's concern is that at any given moment, she could theoretically sit down and start working with dough or dirt or whatever else, and then there'll be a problem, and she'll take it off. That's called Makbid. But she knows that in 6 months from now, she'll go into labor, then she'll take it off. But that's not Makbid now. It can't happen now. Here's Chakira. Here's Chilip. That's the Zichron Yosef. He says, Sharif Ikra, Imikla, Isalosh, Kampoyo, Mohar, so then she'll take it off. Okay? But here, Hoseh, Tabazeh, She'enu Masiros, Achshav Klal, B'shum Pam, Rak B'shas Leda, Lem Olo Mikra Mekpedes. Okay? So that's what he says. And he says it's similar to, remember we said about the pubic hair, that the difference between a Pnuya and the married woman wants to keep it clean and straight and so on for her husband, the other woman doesn't care. So he says, what do you mean? You know, but she's going to get married. This period right now, she may not care because she's not married, but, you know, in 5 years or in 2 years or in 22 years, she's going to get married. So according to the Ravid, well, that means she's going to be machpid. We don't say that, says the Zichron Yosef. We don't say, cause right now, it's not going to happen. That's his point. Okay? He says, Rak b'shas leida lo mikum b'cheres. V'dami lo mashe chos v'tur, right? By Seir, the Osa Mokho, Shibaku, Shein HaChotz Menur, Afagaf, Shel Achaz Man, Kishatino Selish, Tiamak Peres. Mikol Mokho, Kheim Adah HaShem, Kheres, Ein HaChotz, Tzalkan Amin Kavasei. And the same thing he said by someone who has paint, or, you know, someone who works with colors, okay, or ink, and so on and so forth, or the butcher who works with grease, and it's, what, they're never going to, you look what he said towards the end of that first paragraph. V'chisach, G'dayich, Tashola, Olam, Lo Yikanech, Yodah, Filu, B'Shabbos, he's never going to clean his hands? We said that a guy is not machbid because he's got grease or paint over him. That's okay because he's not machbid. Says the Zichron Yosef, really? He's never ever going to wash hands? What about the Erev Shabbos? What about that's coming up Shavuos? So obviously he says, yeah, but right now it's not likely to come up or it's impossible to come up. That's his raya. Okay, so he says, the old raya, then he brings another raya about Kazayas of Chometz, when it's Pesach, and he has various rayas, you can look through it. Okay, and therefore he concludes, Eloshmamino, 5 months at the bottom, Afagav the Sofo Lahakbin. Even if eventually there's going to come a time near Makbin, that's not what the Ravid meant. Okay, the Ravid didn't mean that at some unscheduled time in the future, who knows? That's not, and therefore Makbin now. No, it means, Kaiba the Hashem Mach and Chotes. All right, and he says that, he's Medayik in the words, Derech Bnei Adam, doesn't say you'll never be Makbin. Right, means you somehow in the near future, right? It's likely to happen in the near future. It can happen today, it can happen tomorrow. But if it's going to happen, Lebesofus, Man Rochok, that's Eina Makbid. So that is the, not everyone accepts this, but that's the Kula of the Zichron Yosef. Okay? Ramosha talks about this in the Tshuva. Here his point, it's an important point to bear in mind. Because he's limiting the Ravid in a certain sense. The Ravid didn't mean, according to him, that whatever, you know, 10 years from now, there'll come a point. No, it's not 10 years. I mean, it could happen today, it could happen later today, it could happen tomorrow. A woman who's going to go in labor and take this ring out, or a guy who's going to clean his hands on Erev Pesach, on Erev Yom Tov, Erev Shabbos, that's a different story. You follow the Zichron Yosef? So the Moshe has it in Yoredei Chelek Aleph Siman Tzadi Zayin, a tshuva by Binyan Blambe, which is defined as filling in your teeth. You have fillings, right? And he talks specifically here about filling his money, it's temporary filling. Okay, shustima v'neka v'shein lizman. Is that a chatzitza? Okay, she has some temporary fillings. So, he writes the tshuva, anaf alav is bedvar blamba, I don't know what kind of word that is, but that means a filling. Okay, that they sometimes are going to switch it out later and so on. So he says, well, the person who sent him the letter, his brother, right, the malach called Achio, we are gone with Mordechai, the Moshe finds his brother. This tshuva was, I guess, this tshuva was written, look at this, in Tuf Reish Pei Tes. That's 1929. Tshuva was written in Luban. That's where Moshe was the Rav before he came to New York. Luban. The city in Litza. So he was the Rav, right? Malach Kod Achio, Tuf Reish Pei Tes. Yeah, Pei is the 20s. Yeah, so 29. We're going to early tshuva. So anyway, he says, okay, even though it's going to take it off, that's not called makbid now, because of the hakpada shachreizman. And he says, he talks about that a little bit, quotes the Ravid, the Ravid that we saw, Okay, and the Ravid says that if you're going to be makbid later, it would be considered a chatzitza. But, he says, however, achi shechalek, can mechalek baal zichron Yosef. See, the Ramosha also quotes the zichron Yosef. Everyone quotes the zichron Yosef. Shuvah pischei tshuva sikon alef. Pischei tshuva quotes in sikon alef, quoted a few places in the simon. She makpedes rakles man meruba lo v'atok peda. Okay, if this makbid is going to be in 5 years from now, a long time away from now, that's not called peda now. Now, Ramosha elaborates. He says, "Uposhet she'ein kavanoso lechalek bein zman meruba kigon lemeshach shana uvein zman muot kolemeshach chodesh upachas." The Menorah Tam Kitzur. Who's going to make that decision? He said, "The Zichron Yosef does not mean that the chilek is between it's going to be a long time or a short time. What do you define again, long and short?" He said, "That's a tough thing to suggest." Okay. He said, "Ela tzorach lomar the kavanos alachalik ben akpeda lahosu b'shas lisha she'ain lizvez zman katzuv." What did the Rabbi say? She's going to do it in order to what do you call it? You know, to need dough. When's she going to need dough? I don't know. There's no fixed time for that. Right? There's ain zman katzuv, fixed dough needing time. Whenever it comes up, could be today, could be tonight, could be tomorrow. Lachay nechshu b'cholei shimak penis. That's what Moshe means. Not that it's. It's a distinction between a kepeda that's going to come up in a long time from now versus a kepeda that's going to come in shortly. No, that's tough. How do you define what's a short time? 1 month, long time, year? How do you make that decision? No, Ramosha, what the Zichron Yosef means is, when I explained it, is this coming up at a fixed time? So kneading dough is not assigned to a particular fixed time, and whatever it becomes necessary. So therefore, he says, that's an endless one kotsu. So lachay nechshem cholei shimak penis. Okay? So he says, then if it's not going to come up till a certain time that you know, like the case that Zimmer was talking about, the woman's going to go into labor. When is that ring going to come out? When she goes into labor, it's a fixed time, 3 months, whatever her due date is, right? So that's a fixed time. It's not going to happen today. Right, there's a fix. That's the chilek he makes. And once you say that, it doesn't matter. But it's a time issue. Now, then, probably brings another tzad lahakka with temporary fillings. I didn't print it, but I'm just mentioning it outside. He said temporary filling also. So that's here why he's makel. He's makel on temporary fillings because it's true. It's going to come out, but it's not coming out today or tomorrow. It's coming out at a certain point when you know it's going to come out. That's the told you. Come back in 6 weeks. I'll take it out. Right. So he said that even that he relies on that Zichron Yosef. You follow? So then Rabosh has another tshuva, or another raya rather in Bays. Okay. Look at the end of Aleph right before the three dots. Im Kain, Gam Blamba's money, it's a temporary filling. Kaven Shay, Zman Yodua, Lahasiro. There's a known time it's going to come out. It's not going to suddenly come out tomorrow or today, the next day. It's going to come out when she has her next dentist appointment. That's in a few weeks from now. Right? That's not called Ein Lach Shiva Ato Makpenis. That's not called Makpenis. He's Makel on the temporary filling, bottom line. And then he adds another Ritzat to be Makel. He says, because what's going to happen when I take out the temporary filling? They're going to put in a permanent filling, no? So Lamaisa, that thing's always going to be covered. So it's not makbid now. Okay, that's another tzadlok, right? So eventually it's... but I do want to mention, not everybody accepts this motion. Okay, not everyone accepts this. So some are makel with fillings, only if it's going to be a month or more. So I find that about it. Shulchan quotes other Rachman, earlier Rachman, you know, they say that the cutoff point is a month. How they got a month, I don't know, but that's what they say. If it's going to be in for more than a month, then we can be makel on a filling, but it's going to come out in a few weeks, so she should wait to go to the makel. Okay. Then, since I printed this tshuva already, in Anavav, later in the tshuva, and this is a segue into the next topic about Beis HaStarim, all right? Anavav, in Eitzor, Kamavar, Iker, Heter, Blamba, Av, Kavu, Shepash, Adu, Holam, Ein, Choshen, Lezeh. He said, look, what's the story with the filling, a permanent filling? I mean, obviously, nobody's choshish for a chatzitza with a permanent filling. Av, Chasidu, An, Shemaisa. Because he writes, the MS in Nochushdel, Lo Inachta Basla Vomavin, Yoshem is Tachas Bala. No woman can ever be with a husband ever again. Everybody's got feelings. You know, the cavity when you were five, when you ate too much candy, so that, you know, so everyone's got feelings. So he said, you're going to be mocked by feelings? So forget about it. He said, it's impossible. Okay, Kimacha, Ainu Mitzias Ishe, Lama Lama, but he's a shame. Probably in the personal world, doesn't have one feeling somewhere, right? And then he quotes, you know, the Chachmas Odom, and Chachmas Yutes quotes that he thinks it is a problem. He thinks that it is a problem, but he said, Moshe writes, but not today. Because our fillings are much, much more, they're tighter, they become part of the tooth. And our fillings today are different. Okay, he quotes the Chavazan of Binas Adam. He says if for refuah purposes she is makbid, she doesn't want to take it out, you know, except at certain times. But anyway, he says the lachin bar shemblamba sheosan a rope bizbanenu and quotes it, and he thinks even the Chayotim would agree, you know, because of a different type of filling. Anyway, so bottom line, that's sort of about fillings. Okay.
Braces also do. Braces do, okay?
The braces, well, it depends how they're in, right? But if they're permanently in, then yeah. You have the head, no, I mean, sometimes putting these things at night to keep them in place, no?
Like, retainer,
that kind of
thing.
Yeah, that would be a problem. But but otherwise, no, right, the same idea. Okay, now, this brings us into the problem, segues right into the next issue, the other big issue for today. That's one thing about that Rav and the Simon Yosef's, because I know. Okay, again, about fillings and so on. I think, again, some posts can say all of it's going to be for a month or more. So race is for sure not a problem, but let's say filling, temporary filling, not everyone agrees. Okay, again, a case by case. You know, the woman or the husband, they can wait. Maybe she should wait for those, say, a month. Well, not sure where the month comes.
What's the qualification of the month? It's not listed, right?
You know, it's a significant time for other dinim, right? This is my business a month for a subpoena, right? Or a shloshim kol hachag. The other time, you go away, Pesach, 30 days before. 30 days is a unit of time, but I'm not sure. Okay. But what are we talking about the mouth altogether? What do you mean? It's inside. Right, so that leads us into the issue of Beis HaStarim, right? Places that are not normally or ordinarily always exposed. So that's a Mishnah Mikvos, Parakas Mishnah Hay, 15. Beis HaStarim, right? Beis HaStarim, again, parts of the body that are normally not exposed, okay? And Beis HaKamotim, Kamotim when you have, supposed to say, folds or wrinkles in your body, especially a person who's heavier, but even a person not, but you know, when you bend, so certain parts of the body fold over, again, a person has a lot more flesh on them, or her, but come out to my like folds, or an older person, some wrinkles and so on. So it says, Ein Srichen Sheyavo Bohen Mayim. Water does not have to go all the way in. A person is very heavy, a lot of fat, so you know, when she bends down, so the water doesn't necessarily go in, because the different parts of the stomach, or the arm, or whatever, or the leg, fold over other parts, and the water doesn't go in all the way. So it's not Beis HaStarim, you see, but it's Beis HaKamotim, it's called. You with me? So that, the Mishnah says, is not a problem. Ain't so true of mine. All right. So the Mishnah, that's in Mikvot, Parakas Mishnah. The Gemara says, by us, need the same problem of Beis. Vamar Rav, lo'olam ilav et odom song Beis, v'shetayisha madicha Beis k'mateh b'mayim. Rav said, the woman should always wash and get water over herself when she's in the mikveh, you know, to enter into the Beis HaKamotim. So Meisrei, what do you mean? The Brice that the Gemara asked right away, but the Mishnah said Beis HaKamotim, Beis HaStarim, Ainos Yigul Beis Mayim. So the answer was no. He the Beis Mayim Lo Binan, but Makom Haroy Lo Beis Mayim Binan. Okay, it's true. Okay, water doesn't have to go in, but it has to be possible for water to go in. Okay, because the Abzera, the famous Abzera, right? The Abzera called Haroy Lo Bila, Ain Bila Makarzbo. You know about that, right? I mean, that comes up in so many places in Shas. Call a royal abila, ain't bila my kevispo, but shane royal abila, bila my kevispo. Okay? Royal abila means, it's, you know about this thing? Rashi explained. Let's look at Rashi, 17. First, it said, kamatea, beis ha-shechi, or beis ha-storm shel, but kamatea is, you know, an underarm in that area where it's covered, and so on. So, call a royal abila, mesachas menachas. There was a rule, shishim esronim, haboyim, bekli echod. You have to mix the Bila is mixing, right? Shemen, Belula b'Shemen, right? The Esronim have to, Shnei Esronim solas, the flour has to be Belula b'Shemen. So how much can fit in a Kli? So 60 Esronim can be mixed in one Kli. Okay? Shishim Esronim, Rabbayim, Kli Echad, Ro'in L'Blivol, V'ein Bila Ma'kevizbo, meaning Shim Lo Ba'al Kosher. Okay? So if you didn't end up mixing it, you could still use it for the carbon. So that's the case. So what do I have to limit it to 60 for? I can put more stuff in. I won't mix well. I don't have to mix all together. So that's what he says. No. She'ein roi l'bila kevin sh'kiyon shishim e'achar son m'kli'achar bila ma'keves bo u'psulo. I, what do you mean? I have to mix it all together. No. Holy be boy l'ilo lo matzilo. If you wanted to, you couldn't. It has to be able to be mixed. Even if you don't mix it, okay. That's called l'bila and bila ma'keves. Okay? Then the Gemara concludes in 16 with a ma'isa. Amar of Marav Adam Rabbi Yitzchak Ma'aseh b'Shiv Chosol Sherebi Shetovel V'Also V'Nimtzol Lo Etzem Chotzes Bein Sherebi Yitzchak Rabbi Tzvi L'Acheret. Someone in the house of Rebbe went to a mikveh and it turned out she had some meat, a bone, or something stuck in her teeth. In between her teeth, they made her go again. Okay, So that is in the teeth, right? So what's the problem? So water couldn't get in there, but water didn't have to get in there. So he said, no, but it has to be roy labili. You follow? Roy for water to get in. That's it's a little more. The Rishonim talk about this more here than more elsewhere. Name of Kedushin Daf Chaf Hayim and Aleph. So printed in 18. Kedushin Chaf Hayim and Aleph. Omar Ravin Omar of Adam Ravitzer. Ma'aseh b'shivch shal beis Rabbi. Shetovav also nitzah etzem bein shineh. V'tzvicha Rabbi tvila cheres. Rashi explains in 19. V'tzvicha Rabbi tvila cheres. V'shem chatzitza. Alma boy b'yas ma'im v'toch hapeh. Apparently the water's got to get into the mouth. There's a shadow. A woman goes in the mikvah, she opens her mouth so water can get in. Apparently water has to get in, because otherwise what's the problem? So she had a piece of bone stuck between the teeth. Big deal. She has to get the water in there in the first place. Evidently, says Gemara, the water does have to go in there. Yeah? So my answer is no. The heat, the is mime lo bina, and water does have to get in there. But makom haroy lo bo mime lo bina, it has to be eligible for water to get in and do what it's supposed to do. Because the mizera, kol haroy lo bila, and bila my kevus bo, which ain't haroy lo bila, bila my kevus. Rashi explains there in Kedushin Chofayim and Av, 19, from mizera, the Amar Menachos, ein mevi and mincha, he elaborates a little more there. Ein mevi and mincha, shal shin shavei chadison, b'kli achar. You can't bring a mincha, a flower offering with more than 60 esronos in one vessel. The kimel arbon, and shein yivlo yafeb. But when they're put together, they won't mix properly. So they don't mix together. Big deal. They don't have to be mixed anyway. So from Zera Allah, color royal abila and bilamak kevis. If it can be mixed, as long as it's potential to be mixed, so then it's okay, even if you didn't mix it. But then a filo ball kosher, but chosha ain royal abila, if it's 61, then Bila Makevis bowed the royal Bila Bina. Right? That's the din over there. Now, what's the nature of this din here? So, we're talking about now, to come to our case, of Tvila Beis HaStarim. So, apparently, they don't have to, the Beis HaStarim don't have to get wet, but they can't put a chatzitza there. Right? That's what emerges from here. You don't have to get the mikvah water into the Beis HaStarim, but it has to be clear of chatzitzas, right? Because otherwise, it's Bila Makevis, it's Makevis. Even though the water doesn't have to get there. Right? So, Tosfos says, Kedushan, not Tosin Kedushan. Starts on Chaf Hayim and Av, goes on Chaf Hayim and Beis. Tosis and Kedushan, Kolaroy Labila, 20. Iker Milsab Zer Parakam and Ochos on Sochim, the Tanan, Imam Harel, I Mincha Shal Shishim Echad Eison, maybe Shishim Glechad Rechad of Teatzmo. If you take it upon yourself to bring a Mincha, make an edit to bring a Mincha of 61 Eison, you have to bring them two different Caleb. And the more explains, Bishum the Shishim Nivlov, Mistach Alav, Ain Nivlov. Right? 61 don't mix well. Oparach, Ain Nivlov, might have a big deal. The Hatanani low ball question, answer Bzera, fine. But now, the Tosos asks the question on the base. It's a Tosos that goes over from Chaf Hem and Av to over to Chaf Hem and base. So the base part, that second paragraph there in 20, Vim Tomar, Betvila Menola and Demila Roy. How do we know? Who told you that? Who says that we apply this din by Tvila? Who says that it has to be eligible, at least? It can't be a Chatzitza. Maybe we should pass it. The water doesn't have to go there, so who cares? And we don't say that because Rebbe was makbid on the bone that was stuck between the teeth of that woman, made her go back again. But how do we know that from? Where do we know that from? We paskin lemaisa that the teeth have to be clear of chatzitza, even though water doesn't have to get in there. So women do brush their teeth, they floss and so on and so forth before going to the mikveh to get rid of all gook. So how do we know that's necessary? So Tosa says, V'yesh lomar, v'shum d'chsiv barachat says, kol b'sar ob amayim. Right, the positive barachatz, or actually technically barachatz mamayim as kol b'saro. Positive parashas mitzora. Okay, mashma filo beis hastarim. So look in the source 21, perak tes vava yikar positive tes zayin. Vishki says yemi shechazer etzem barachatz mamayim. We've had that a few times. That phrase barachatz mamayim as kol b'saro. Well, kol b'saro including your whole body, apparently including the beis hastarim. Okay, on the other hand, uksiv v'yadav. Okay, that is an earlier pasuk Aleph in there in 21. B'chol sheyigah bozav v'yodav lo shotav b'mayim, didn't wash his hands, so it becomes someone who didn't wash his hands. It's not his hands; the whole body. Why does he use the expression lo yodav lo shotav b'mayim? Yodav lo shotav b'mayim. What do you mean? His whole body has to go to the mikveh, right, to get rid of the tumah zav. What are you talking about, yodav? See, the yodav shina my yodav mibroy av kol mibroy. No, so there we learn. It's got to be which parts of the body? The parts of the body are exposed, like the hands. Hands of the binyanah. Or mematim beis astar. So, you have conflicting indications of psukim. On one hand, it says rachatz is kol b'sar, including the beis astar. The other hand, it's a note. Only yodav, not including the beis astar. Right? So, and it says tosis. Mikol makom came in the ikka kol, the barbina, filo b'sar. Ikka lememi, l'chalapachos, l'hachimari, the bin roi, the b'yismayim. Barachat is cold. Barachat's mom is cold and sore. It means your whole body has to potentially be able to have exposure to the water. Okay, therefore can't have any chatzitzas. But in Lamaisa, you don't have to do it there. It has to be royal abila, but it's not matke. That's how we know it's Tosus. Now, the way Tosus presents it, it sounds like we're dealing with what type of din. So Daraisa, right? It's quoted from Psukim. Tosus quoted from Psukim. So apparently it holds that we're dealing with Daraisa issue. It's be Daraisa, has to be royal abila's mayim. Right? You don't need the water to get there, right? But ain't Bill McKevitz, but has to be royal. That's what Tosus seems to learn. Okay, Rashi, look at Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash are not passing in Parshas Metzora. Parakas of Potilov 22. That which the Torah referred to the Tvil of Azab as Shtifas Yadayim, Lamercha Shain Besa Storm, tone by Bismaimel Avragolik Moyadayim. The Besa Storm doesn't need water, but it needs, it's only something which is part of the body that's out there, like the hands. Okay? So, Tosis Enida asks an interesting question. But one second. Tosis Anita Samapovim and Bayes, Dimasim Kolaroy Labila. Okay, Kolaroy Labila. Before we saw the Tosis in Kedushin. Right? Let me see Tosis Anita. Right. We saw Tosis in Kedushin. But what Tosis Anita asked the following question, one second. In Tomar, and then a Tosis 23. Amailo Beinan B.S. Maim Lechatchila, the Bayes Astwark Mobila. But one second. So ain a chanami ain bila makevis as long as it's royal bila, but it's preferable. Certainly the chatchila what it should be mixed. Ain a chanami ain bila makevis the lashon b'di'evin, right? In general, all the cases we say kol royal bila ain bila makevis, that means b'di'evin. But here we're saying even the chatchila, you don't have to bring water into the base of storm as long as it's free of why? Maybe you want to be consistent with all the other kol royal bila cases. That's b'di'evit, okay? B'di'evit, but l'chatchila, you should mix the mix it, right? You should mix the flour and the oil, right? It says Hashem blue Hashem, so l'chatchila should mix it. So here too, amay lo binim bias mayim l'chatchila based on kol bila, or kriya b'chalitza. Because other case we apply kol royal bila, which we're not going into, but they all say you should do it. So that's the case. It shouldn't be enough that you just don't have a chatzitzus. You should take lechatchila anyway. You should let them open your mouth or expose that base of storm so the water does go in. Why don't we say that? You hear the kasha tosis, right? V'yeshloma de ain tzor gabetvilas repeated Torah l'shitar adam. Tosis said, "Because no mitzvah here. What's the idea of tefillah? She become tar, right? So ain loma lechatchila leboy. They came to the eved tar lechatchila nami by tahara." Okay, either you became tor, you didn't become tor. There's no lechatchila b'di'evit. Either you're pregnant or not pregnant. Even right, there's no middle ground. Either this maisa purifies or it doesn't purify her. Okay, and it's what's needed. What you need to do by tefillah is an action that changes your status. That's how we would call halachic a matir. So there's no lechatchila b'di'evit by matir. Either it's matir, or it's not matir. Either this tefillah works to be matir or it doesn't work. So there's no lechatchila b'di'evit. So once you say that lemaisa ain't bila mekeves, as long as there's no chatzitza, so water doesn't have to get in there. So even the chatzila water doesn't have to get in there because lemaisa makes her Torah works. So no lechatchim there. That's the answer Tosus gives. You follow? Yes, everyone with me? Good. But anyway, Tosus seems to learn the whole thing is rooted in the raisa. The meiri also meiri there in kedushin chafim and alaf different aspects of mumen. Right, so yesh mefarshim shemikol mokums we enam b'divrei sofer. The only din the rabbanon anyway. That's why Rebbe said, but you know, she needed to be told. It was only Darbana level. This woman with the teeth, with the bone in the teeth. But below Yeroa Cain, I don't think it's right. She Amar Royal Abias Mayim Beina. Below she never chin. She mean a Torah Amar Cain. She Kach Amar Binyan Menachos. Kolor Royal Abias Ein Makeves. She Ein Royal Abias Abias Makeves. But Uposel sounds like we're dealing with Daraisa. So the Miri also agrees, like Tosas, that this din that you don't need Abias Mayim has to be Royal Abias Mayim. You don't need Abias Mayim. It's a din Daraisa. The Dindarai said, that's how Miri holds like Tosas. However, other Rishonim disagree. Notably, the Ramban, in his Chidushim there, in Chidushim Chaf, Hey, Ibn Aleph, Ramban says, Nehi de bi Yismayim lo boy, Mokom re Yismayim meinan, Kedib Zera, Ika le meidek, Bishom de Zera roi le bila bina tiksi belula. You know why it needs? Because it says belula. Elohacham, and Olay klal de bina roi le bo bina mayim, how do you know? Same kasha Tosis. How do you know it should be roy, the water should get in there? So Tosis says, because of this Xeris HaKazah, two psukim, which point in two different directions, so that's how he rectified the problem. But the Ramban said, well, psukim. We're not talking about psukim. How do you know it has to be roy? Again, Tosis and Amiri both seem to say it has to be roy, Labias Mayim. That's the Raisa. The Raisa has to be roy, Labias Mayim. Ramban doesn't accept it. He says, no. He says, Yesh Mepharshim Roy, Labias Mayim, Rabbanon. Sha'afa Pishlo, Tzvicha Chamshe, Tzorach, Lava Bamayim, Tzvicha Roy, Lakach. Why? The Chazal Machmer, like we follow Chazal Machmer, Roy Labila, and called Tikkun Rabbanan came to Raisa, like the Torah. By Bila, it's the same thing here. But after the whole Matzilin Tuma Shu Gali, Avli and Tfila Gali, who should serve your Roy Love of Mine, by Din of Tuma, if a woman has something Tame in the base of storm, that's Metameir completely. Right? That's considered, it's Metameir. So sort of like the Ramban says, Xer Darbanan. Xer Darbanan, you know, based on the law of Tumah, so therefore, the Chazal want the water should get in there. You know, at least royal would be its mind. Because based on Starim can, so to speak, conduct Tumah, so it should be royal in terms of the Tara process as well. Here the Ramban says, Xer Darbanan. It's not the Raisa. Not from Psukim, but Tosis, and Amiri seems to agree. Ramban says, Xer Darbanan. Okay? The Rashba agrees that there are bonim for a different reason. Rashba, again, they're in Kedushin Chof Emet Aleph 26. Hodam Minan. He says Kashon, but it's not the same as Abzera, because there you have a pasuk that says Blula B'Shemen and L'Chatchila Bila Tzvicha. So who says what about over here? Okay, Avokan three lines of Rav Sheein Tzark B'Yis Mayim Afil L'Chatchila. Okay, if we pasuk even L'Chatchila, don't need B'Yis Mayim. So what has to be royal B'Yis Mayim for? Okay, again, Tosis gave his answer based on Psukim. So you understand the kasha? No, you don't need Bias Mayim, so what does it have to be royal Bias Mayim? You tell me because of royal Bila? Yeah, no, but L'chatkila you need Bula. It's different. That's totally the kind of same thing. L'chatkila, but everyone agrees, it says, you know, Bula B'Shemen. So there we say, okay, Blula means let's at least be royal Bila. You have a pasuk al kopanim. So Tosa says, okay, we have psukim by Tvila also, good. But they don't exceed that. You know what I mean? Everyone's clear this? Okay, so what do you need? What do you need the royal Labias Mayim for? Tosa says Doraisa. You also have a pasuk just like a blula by Kolaroy Labila. You have this over here, but the other Rishonim don't accept it. So the Rashba gave his time to kind of zer drabbanan. The Rashba also says drabbanan. He says Avakan Shein Tzarek Labias Mayim Filachil Alma Hutzak Mamak Mor Labias Mayim Eich Beforshim. The drabbanan ba Alma. Why if he should Tzarek Filach Kol Gufa Dvar Torah Hiskinu De Loshon The Shinayim. He says, because the lashon, the tongue, shinayim, the teeth, right? Shepe'amim megulim. Sometimes they are exposed. Sometimes they are visible. If I keep my lips closed, you can't see my teeth or my tongue. But when I'm smiling, you know, and I say cheese, so then everyone's got a big, you do see the teeth. Sometimes you talk, a person sits on his tongue. You do see it. So therefore, he says, it's kind of like a gzer d'rabbanan, you better be royal labias mayim, because it's not so completely not visible, right? And therefore, there are bases of storm where it's never visible, but since some of the bases of storm can be, and therefore you need it, so we make a blanket rule, it has to be at least Roy Labias Mayim. He quotes Tosas, with Tosim and Tatsim, the Chol B'Sara Darshina, says the Drosha, based on a Pasuk and so on, but that's the Rashba. The Ritva,
is it possibly saying only for Lashon Shemayim?
I don't think so. I don't think so means. You want to argue maybe, but I don't think it's going to mean. I don't found that chiluk. The Ritva also there in Kiddushin Chafayim and Aleph Dimasu Mokom says more like the Ramban. Omer Rav in the rule. The rule is like Shlita, not to wrap on a parking. Okay. I once heard someone say, give a shir. He wrote it up. He referred to Rav in the rule. You know, that was his name, like Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Meshulam, Rabbeinu Neru. No, it's like Shlita. You know, it's an abbreviation. So anyway, so Omar Rabbeinu, the hard Rabbanan ba'alma ho'el u'le'inyan tuma dinat gavan haTorah. For tuma purposes, they made such exer here too. That's like Rabban said. Okay, so those are the Rishonim on the sugya there in Kedushin Chav Hey. Now, how do we paskin? So based on all this, let's come back to Shulchan Aruch now and see Chav Dalad 28. Shulchan Aruch says, Tzricha lachtos shineha shelo yabem davar chotzis. She has to clean out her teeth, floss, brush her teeth, get everything out. Okay? So no davar chotzeif. Now, but the evidence, shim tavlo v'nimtza shum. Now, shim tavlo v'nimtza shum davar b'am lo also tefila. Because afterwards she found stuff there that tefila won't count. Because obviously we assume it was there before. She didn't brush her teeth. She didn't floss. It was the bones or whatever it is and stuck in her teeth. So therefore, the tefila is not going to be any good because it has to be raw yulabias mayim. That's shachar pasuk. The ta is the kach mechav dalim, right? Tzvicha lach tzvinev. Afo pi shein tzarech lebias mayim. The Roshina kol b'sarim, ab sarim b'ra, ab kol b'roi. The teeth are not outside, but still, the kol mechav minu shein roi lebias mayim, the kol roi lebila, ain't bila makeves bo v'chulei. That's the ta is tzvicha mechav dalim. The shach, in tzvicha lamed, writes, kosev abach, the meloshon zem mashma shein chov aleha, and a tzvicha lochush letovasa. Shach says the Bach is medayek that maybe she doesn't have to brush and floss. It's a good idea for her to do so because it's like with tovasa, it's for her benefit. Okay. She tovlo v'nimtza shum dover b'neim lo also latvila. And he quotes other places we find such ideas. Okay, where we recommend a person do something for their own benefit. Okay. Now, so therefore the woman should check out their teeth. Should brush her teeth and so on. The thing is, does she have to check afterwards or she doesn't check? Okay, we'll move on. Let's move now to the next issue which relates to this tooth situation. The Rosh in his Hilchas Nida B'Kitzur, at the end of Hilchas Nida, in Simon Beis, writes, a good minig, he said, that once they start bathing, getting ready to go to the mikveh, don't eat anything to avoid anything getting stuck in the teeth. And the Shulchan Aruch passed it this way in Simchat Talad, the rest of Simchat Talad. Yesh Nogim Sholech. First of all, he says Yesh Nogim Sholech on Basar Biyom Lech on a waste of teeth altogether. A woman knows she's going to mix her meat, meat at all because meat tends to get stuck between the teeth. Look in the Bir Hagro. It's a Kav Beis. Why is meat different? Okay, so we know that he refers to one Chul and Kuf Hei, where the Gemara talks about meat. Meat gets stuck with your teeth. One of the reasons for waiting after meat for Chol Basar Chol. Right, is because meat gets stuck between your teeth. The pasuk says, "Habosa denavein shineim," and Parsh Baloska, that meat gets stuck between your teeth. Right, so that's one of the reasons the Gemara gives in terms of not eating dairy right after flesh. Okay, because habosa ben shineim. The Miragor quotes that, refers to that Gemara to that din, and says the same. So we see meat gets stuck between the teeth, and that's why some people have the practice. You know what? The day she has to go to the mikveh, she's not going to eat meat. Okay, b'meishu nichnas ben shan yosem machal acher. Even though she's going to brush her teeth, maybe someone will get left and she won't notice it. However, there are more eds, and I know there are more eds based on that rush. Okay, but ain't lo lecho ben erchit tzil at all. Not for speech, shouldn't eat anything. And the ain't lo lasa kol ayom koron tzil be butzeik or benayu shel shava shalid bok be chay nagu. And the day she's going to mikveh, don't get involved with wax and other things that tend to stick. All right. The Taz points out, which one is only the idea of not eating is only a minig. He wants to see Kot Mechav Hei 34. Umina Yafu. Uposha Shilo Noga Kain Ein Tzarech Lachar Tzvila. Let's say she did eat meat. You don't tell her, okay, now I can't go to the mikveh. That far I won't go. And certainly he says, Shabbos Yontif. What about she's going to mikveh on Shabbos Yontif? She eats flesh. Most people eat flesh on Shabbos Yontif. Haminik Shochem Bosa. Rak Shati Zoya. Lenak Kabi Osach. Okay, she made it extra careful. Brush and floss. Floss. Extra carefully and extra, vigorously, if she ate meat. Okay?
What applies to chicken too? Is it
about
chicken?
Well, Basra Chal is a chicken because of a little plug.
But Basra Chal applies
right. That's what I'm saying.
So she can't like change the
information? No, that's what I would call. No, I don't think so. Okay. All right, the next din. Is again relating to the base of storm, because I want to go through a few chuvas just on common base of storm cases. We have, oh, we're okay. So the Raiva and the Balei Nefesh, in the beginning of Sim Beit, the Chatzitza writes, Omer Rabba, Le'olam Yilavet Adam Yisrael Pesach Te'isha Madicha Kmatea, B'mayim Yisrael Tfilah Fine, Lafa Gav Zetan, Pesach Kmatea Ve'istorm, Ein Tzvich Adro Mamayim, Nehid the Bias Mayim Lo Bina, Mokam Roy Lo Bina, Kedem Zera, Roy Lo Bila, etc., etc. And then he tells a story about the Shifcha Sosu Rebbe. Good. Okay. Meho Shamina, says the Raiva, top of the next page, the Balei Nefesh. Meho Shamina, if she didn't, what if she didn't? Okay, doing the base of Torah, then benimtza behem dover chotzitz, and afterwards she checked and realized it was a chotzitz. She found her teeth, so like the case with Rebbe Yisrael Shimcha. So apparently, shelo also let's feel. Okay, apparently the two of the cat, that's where it made her go again. In other words, if she didn't check herself before and she found a chotzitz, then taka, it's not going to through. But the lo nimtza dover chotzitz, also, but she never did find anything. She didn't check her teeth, but she never found anything. Then it's okay. Why did Rebbe require? Because she found a bone there, but she wouldn't have found a bone. So Shohar Paskins in Simchav Hay now, 36. Im lo hidicha beis hastorim beis hakmat shlo v'nimtza v'em tova chotez lo oslo tfila. But v'im lo nimtza v'em tova chotez afo pish lo bodka chon tfila oslo lo tfila. V'en adoma lo bdika sa guf v'chafiva sa rosh. Okay? Now, so I want to go from here the next few minutes just to look at some, you know, different types of chatzitzas in different parts of the body and so on. And a chiddush or a moshe. First, the tshuva and the Rebbe Yehuda. Okay, it's Chelek Gadol Simon Samak Dalim. The Pesachei Tshuva here in Sichot Tezayin has a summary of it, so I didn't print the whole Tshuva, just put the Pesachei Tshuva right in Tezayin. The case is again Al Dvaro Isha Shehusam Tabas Shel Shabbat Toch Omer Kaprosdor. Again, something inserted in the vaginal canal for medicinal reasons. The Tzorah before says Are you Chotzes L'Tvila? All right, so they'll be right because it's a Vada Karim Matpid. Okay, Shari Mislach Lech Tamid B'Meini Dosa. But it's definitely a mark because she takes it out all the time. It gets bloody, or other things get on it, and so on. And certainly may lay them. And he thinks it's not only that, but it might be ma'akev the medika, which he does for the shivat akim and so on. It doesn't share ma'akev the chotzes. Omnom, af she amru beis hastorim tzorchleos royal abis mayim, dafka be beis hastorim omakein abu b'mokom anikra balua ein tzorch afilu royal abis mayim. So listen to who this chiddush. He says there's a difference between what's called Beis Hastorim and what's called Balua. Balua means like, you know, it's way up, it's absorbed, so to speak, into the body, embedded, if you will, in the body. Okay? Embedded, it's so high up, okay, so it's like embedded into the body. So, the Rabbi Yehuda says the difference between something which is Makbid and something which is Balua, okay, which is, like I said, it's embedded deeper. So the Rabbi Yehuda writes, as Pesachei Tshuva reports, he says, "In kain dover shem makbir mechotin." I'm sorry. Abu Makom hanikra balua in tzarchav the royal of Yisrael. He said, "This rule of you don't need the water, but you need at least roi. That's on Beis Hastorim, but on balua you don't even need roi of Yisrael." But lachain in isha zos omeres shev kol kach baomek. This insert was put in different types of these rings and prolapse and other things, pessaries, other things that are put in. So it's so far inside that when she has relation with her husband, the neighbor doesn't even reach out. It's so deep, it's so much inserted. We want to get other rabbanim to agree. But you hear what the Rebbe is saying. That if it's an apartment that's mamish, you know, almost inaccessible, if you will, under ordinary circumstances, so then that's not called Beis Hastorim, it's called Balua, and for that you don't even need Roi Lavias mind. And he says again, this part of the Nobody read, this Chuma did print, the Chelek Yerodei, Simon Kuf Lamed Hey, Madur Tinyana, Madur Tinyana. So Simon Kuf Lamed Hey, 38, okay? Someone wrote to him about this same Shilin, right? Okay, let's that make sure the muck of the womb doesn't fall again. That people who have, I know someone just, his wife just had this operation this week. It's common. Not common, but it happens. Okay? So the question is, he refers back to his other tshuva in the Chelek HaDeis and Son of Dalet, that the difference between Sitarim and Balua. And then he writes another interesting thing that the Shoel asked him, and that's the next paragraph. Maybe it can be Mechalek by Beis Astarim. Does water, will the water get there by themselves? Okay? If you go into water, you open your mouth, the water will come in. Right? Water will come in. Or into your nose, or into your ears. Water will go in. All right? So that's when we say, Ein Tzar will be a smile, but it has to be Roy will be a smile. But there's certain parts of the body. For example, again, if a woman spreads her legs, the water's not going to shoot all the way into the rest of her body. It only goes into the very beginning, the early part, the lower part, right? And therefore, what's deeper in than that, that's not called even base astarim. You hear what it is? Chiluk. Or any part of the body. Let's say, how high up the nose is a problem. Or how deep inside the ear is a problem. Or some kind of insert ear. You hear what he's saying? In other words, there comes a point where, not the way the Buddha says it's called balua. I mean, this Rav asked him, that it should matter, you know, this water, will water naturally go that far in? When you go into the pool, some water gets into your ear. Sometimes water does creep a little deeper in the abdomen, but you can wipe it out usually, right? But technically, it doesn't go into your brain, okay? Even though there's a canal there, right? So there comes a point where it doesn't go that deep. He says at the end, it's logical, you said. But he said, it's hard to make a distinction. At the end, he writes, "Soon with the hakpitzka, he might have asked, 'He makom omek baofen she'ena shamish magir sham klal, avim marbi oz ein chodz utvila, avu eni odas ba'atzma.'" So no, then he have shalach. You have to be machmir. Rabbi Kiva Eger also talks. I'm going to take all the time. Rabbi Kiva Eger also talks about Ladur Kama Simon Samak. The third out also talks about the woman who has this beisha shenechlasha aim. Aim means the rechem, right? The womb. Okay, which becomes a mother. And nechlasha aim shalom. Some kind of a round insert as we put in there, and the doctor said it's a sakana to even walk without one step. Is that a chatzitza? So he discussed the same issue. He quotes Divrei Yedidi Agana Bezin the Kilikadosha Lisa. You know that is, that's in the Nesivas. The Nesivas was named Yaakov Lorberbaum. It was a Rav and Lisa. Okay, so the author of the Nesivas and the Derech HaChaim and Iswaram. No, I guess most of the Nesivas. So there was a friend of the Kibegas, he said, my friend of the Nesivas says, the Ba'osa Makam Balabach ain't roll the beast mine. And they meant to also discuss that the water doesn't get all the way in there. Okay, anyway, then the Kibegas make up for other reasons because there's Sfakis, and let's remember we discussed already earlier, when someone was before, maybe it's different. Maybe Abnezer also has a tshuva about this in Chelek HaRadeis from Reish Nun Hei. Okay, same Shiloh. The Dvar Isha Sharofim Tofula Bagel. I don't know what it's called exactly. Bifnim Beis Harechem. Which doesn't mean a real bagel, but some kind of a round thing. Okay? Some kind of a round thing that they put in the Beis Harechem. And Ba'omer Shemuchrachas Lech Bagel Arbo Chadosh. It's keeping it for 4 months. Okay? And one of it is deep in and so on. And the question is, and part of it comes out. Is it Makev different? You know, part of it can be seen, part of it can't be seen. So is it a Chatzitz and Tvila? Anyway, he says, as far as the chatzitza is concerned, he thinks that it's not a problem. It's considered eno makbid, because she has to go for it for so many months, he mentioned. And also he mentions, in those days, as far as harav zalmilisa, that's in the sivas, the kol shubba omek shubba zela, you can't shush hamamayim. If water would never get in there naturally, then we don't care about chatzitza either. So he also quotes it. Okay. Just as I said, another interesting tshuva about different things or the Beis HaStarim. 41, just a few more minutes, okay? Okay, time? So the Rama Mifanu, Rama is Menachem Azariah, so it stands for not the Rama, obviously. Moshe is not the Rama, the Rishon, or Meir Levi, you had Rama and Sanhedrin, etc. But Rama, so the Rama Mifanu, okay, Menachem Azariah, Oh, Sheh Lifuf Yavish V'tocha Choten. What if you have the gook in your nose, right? Choten. Ma'o Sheh Tefillah. What kind of a person has a bad cold and he's got all kind of snot or whatever it is that's dried up? And what's the story there? Okay? So he says, And how far? Okay, so maybe the stuff that's by the tip of the nose, you clear off. Normally people wouldn't walk around, right? If you are machmir, you wouldn't walk around with, you know, with the stuff hanging out of your nose. So you take a tissue and you clean that up. But further up in your nose, it is, you know, it's there. So is that considered a chatzitza? So he says, no. He says, aklal b'chatzitza shalom nitna tar l'malach ha'shoris. Okay, umashu chalaguf afilu roi l'bismayim eino tzark l'mokum shedarko lios mizgala l'famim. It's only a problem if sometimes this is visible. Kagon, tocha, ayin, and other types of bases. Menachon ma'od, lizor al svasachot and bifnim shalibo lifuv yobesh. Right below at the edge of the nose is a better case that you wouldn't. It's exposed. You don't want to get rid of it. Avol b'chal hapnimi pshita she'eno ma'akin. Ma'akmer lo hikbid al b'tzosachotim and so on. So he says it depends where it is, and he's mekel and stuff that's further up that you never... No, you never would touch. Okay, the truth of the matter is that the Gemara talks about the nose. Okay, the Gemara in Shabbos, in that parak Me'isha, remember we had earlier that Mishnah tells us. There's a Mishnah that tells us that a woman can't go out on Shabbos with certain things because she might have to remove it for the Tevilah. Remember we discussed that. So the later Mishnah, Samad Alman Bey, says that Yotza Isha, b'moksha ba'ozna, moksha b'sandala, moksha yiskin l'nidosa. Moksha ba'ozna, shenu senas livlo alecha, shol tzoas ozen. Let's say the person, that's the next case, okay? The Ramami Fano talked about nose. Now we're talking about ears. Okay, so this woman has, an ear infection. We put cotton balls or something else in the ear to absorb the, whatever the gook is, right? So shenu senas livlo alecha, shol tzoas ozen, right? So you're allowed to walk out of that on Shabbos. Or moch shabisandala, that's a shoe that you put moch, some sort of a cushion in there to, or cotton or whatever in there to make it more comfortable. Especially if a blister, sometimes people have a blister in the back of the shoe, so you put something there to, you know, stop from rubbing. Or moch shiskin lidosa, bosa mokom, right, the pad, to absorb blood from that place, okay? And the Gemara later says, on Samachayim Adal, that's the mission in Shabbos, Samachayim Adal, those are all mutter. Apparently it's okay to go to the mikveh with those things. Hi, but Tani Rami Mecheskel, who should kosher labaz, that's only if it's fast and tight, low kosher, hog no hadek, hog no hadek, okay? And the different levels of tightness, the bottom line is even if it's somewhat looser, somewhat tighter, it's not a problem. So, the Achronim deal with the following question. The Marsham in the Chuba Chalik Aleph Simon Zion, okay, was asked. So she can't have her ears exposed to water. Sometimes you have that problem with an inner ear infection or something like that. You can't have water ever come in her ears. Sometimes you have to just have some kind of procedure. You've heard of that, no? That ears can't get wet. Okay, we can't, you know, she has some kind of took some medicine, she has an inner ear infection, and ears can't go wet. That's what the doctor said. Okay? So, not cold water, not hot water, no water, she got no liquid going to the ears. The question is, Shaila, matasa betila, what about going to the mikvah? What's she going to do? Okay, the ear can't get wet. Okay, so, he quotes some different things about the ears, including that Gemara and Shabbos, and he quotes the Dibrei Chaim, is makel benidonzeh. Okay, because the sakonis and flushes. Right? Sakonis, she's going to take it out. And especially here, it's only a base of storm anyway. Right? Let's remember, it's going to be inside the ear. It's inserted in the canal of the ear, so it's only base of storm to begin with. Okay, it's only base of storm to start with. So therefore, he feels he can be makel. So right outside, I think right over here, I think it would be a problem. You'd have to insert the cotton further in.
But only with
Sakana? Huh?
Only with
I think that's
the only reason, like, when her ears get all...
I don't think that would help. I mean, you know, depending on the case, a woman's so nervous. I would tell you, that's me. A woman's so nervous. And they have cases like that. They have cases where women are very nervous. There are people nervous to go in the water. They get very excited about it. You know, very, very uptight. I had that once. I'm trying to think. I think I had that once with a Gioris. I forgot about it. She knew she had to do it. She was an adult. I mean, she did it, but it really took a tremendous amount of...
To put her hand on the water.
People were scared, I'm saying, yeah. She was an adult. And it wasn't like a surprise. We told her that morning she had a renewal. So she worked out of the charm, and she was very, very, very nervous of putting her hand on the water. You know, for a split second. you know. But anyway, so Rav Moshe also is true about the ears, and the Chelak Aleph Siman Tzadi Chesed Yoredeya. Okay, also an early tshuva, Tafrei Tzadi Dal, also 1934, a little later than the other one, but still 1934. So he writes in Luban. So he writes Yuban. In the Russian language, I think it's called the Cyrillic alphabet. There's the sound year. It's not quite an L. That's why he spells it Yuban. Like, ever seen Lubavitch? So spelled Lamed Yudvav. You ever notice that? Look at that one of the, you know, the Lubavitch song. He said, Rabbi me Lubavitch, Lamed Yud. Okay, because it's a different letter. It's not just an L. It's a different sound in the Cyrillic alphabet. Anyway, so he lived in, we say just an L, Luban, Lubavitch.
Russians in general pronounce everything with a U.
Yeah, it's a harsher sound. Yeah. But there's a different letter in that alphabet. Anyhow, so the case that Moshe did with Aleph Aleph over here is Bidvar Isha Shetziva Lo Harof Mishalei Kanzo Mayim Ba'ozna. The doctor said no water can get her ear, so she wants to put Mochvat Tzemegef in cotton, right? Metubal Bevezeline. Okay? Cotton with Vaseline on it, she wants to put inside her ear, you know, to absorb whatever liquid gook is there. Question, can she go into the mikveh? So Moshe has a big chiddush. Okay, he quotes the Gemara on Shabbos, the second paragraph there about Moch Ba'ozna. Okay, and Ein Lo Medari Dafka Moch Shamayim, and it can't be that Gemara was only talking about when the Gemara was Mata, the Moch Ba'ozna was only talking about where water could come in. Anyway, it would have said that, and so it means everything. So he says, V'amina B'zeh Dobar Chodesh. Look at the last paragraph. And Moshe writes a chiddush. And Daniel agrees with it. The loch and anochman is taiti dover chodesh. The yesh shnei minei chatzitzos. There are two different types of chatzitzos. Moshe writes that we're talking about. Echad dover achotzeitz dovuk al haguf. V'lo havi osa chelak haguf roy klal shiyavol of mayim. Something which is actually stuck to the skin. That's one type of chatzitzos. V'sheni, a second type of chatzitzos. The chisisov b'dover achar es haguf. Where something is covering, it's not stuck to the body, but it's blocking water from coming in. Okay, if I put my hand on your shoulder, sit out, and I put it down tightly, it's not stuck to your body, but water's not going to get under there, right? Or kuftas, your own hand, you make a fist. Okay, there's nothing stuck to your body, but you make a fist, so water can't get in there. You follow? So he says, they're both called chatzitza. Because at the end of the day, water doesn't get there. Avol, that's only rak b'makom hagoloi shebeinon bias my mamish. Both those chatzitzah are a problem when you actually need the water to get there. So then it's a problem whether you have something stuck to your body or you make a fist or someone's blocking part of your body with something else. Okay, even though it's not stuck to you, it's a chatzitzah either way. That's makom hagoloi. The base of storm shein tzark l'bias mayim el she roy l'bias mayim. Ain lifts or rock chatzitza the minarishon. Says of Moshe Chiddush, he says, when we're talking about base hastarim, we don't actually need the water to get there. It just has the potential to get there. The only problem is a chatzitza which mom is stuck. Okay, the other type of chatzitza where it can be easily removed, so it is considered royal abias mayim. Here, he says, Ain lifts or rock chatzitza minarishon. Shadovuk sham davachotzim shadzeh lo have a roy kal abias mayim ato. Avomin habeis the ain sham dobar chotzeis rak the adam ochis sham umach meze ain amayim mechol lavosham but beetsam aguf ain shum chisar nechshav roy lebias mayim mekasher. Okay, that's the chiddush of Moshe. So he writes v'lochein roy shurshai shalom nechzamayim lekanos l'sham. So therefore he's makel by here by the ear because since it's in the cotton is in the base hastarim. Okay, but it's not attached; it's just blocking water from going in. So Moshe has this chiddush distinguishing something with the stuck and someone's blocking. You hear? What's that? Then the stuck is not removable.
It's a band-aid?
It's a band-aid, I think, would probably be stuck. Yeah, I think so.
Is it adhesive?
I think so. I think that's what Moshe's saying.
Is there a
svar? Huh?
Is there a svar for that?
The svar would be, I think, that if it's more easily removed, that's called royal abyss. If I put my hand over here, it's royal abyss mine. I pick up my hand. Okay, when something's stuck, it's not so roy. That's what he said. The Mikan Aram agrees with Kiddush. It's harder to get off. Again, I'm with you. Okay? But that's the Kiddush of Moshe. And therefore, he's Mekel. In another Tshuva, using the same Svara, And I, you don't mind if I go further, I just want to finish. Okay, another tshuva, he talks about in the Yoridei Chedek Aleph Siman Kuf Dalad. A few tshuva, that was Tzadik Chaz, a few tshuvas later. Binyan Ayin Toto Mizchuchis, a glass eye. Right? Is that a chatzitza? And Ubudvar HaMishkefayim Shenasu Mechar Shekorn Contact. Contact lenses. What they call in Hebrew Adashos Mavi, you know that? Adash is like a lentil, it's a shape of the maga is touching. Contact lenses. Shemasimim b'soch mitoch lafapayim im chotzitzim. Okay, and this is already written a little bit later. This is in 1959. It's right to a prime Greenblatt. And he named it Dvar Ayin Toch Mizchuchis Osulisha im Ayin. They made a glass eye for one who doesn't have an eye. So it looked like she has an eye for Noi. Okay? And he quotes two reasons from the Shomeshah to be Mako. One, it's royal obvious mind because it's not so tight eye and the water doesn't get in there. And he said, and Rosh says, if that's true, then fine. And the second reason he gives is because it's only for Noi and she's not Makbid, so therefore that's also okay. And Rosh is Mefakbik with that, because what do you mean? You know, when she's alone or when she's not worried about Noi, maybe is Makbid about it. Anyway, later in the Tshuva, on the back page, Rosh writes, Avohine, of course, that Ravid also about it, because she sometimes takes it out. The Ravid says it is. Avohine, but he's a makel for a different reason. He biarti, but Shuva achas binyan mof ba'oz on ledid agon of Shuvan Trev. That was the previous Shuva that we saw in Tzarechez, which we said. Dover chodesh b'chatzit v'esham, j'eino mizdabek rak mapcha shumunokim sham. They don't stick, they're just lying there, and they prevent water from getting in. And I proved that that's not called chatzitza. It is a chatzitza for the actual place where the water has to go. But since the water has to go there anyways, it's not called, it's not a chisarn in royal obvious mind. Okay, so he applies the same thing over here. Okay, if you have a glass eye, even if it's fastened in tightly, water doesn't get it. And even if she's makbid sometimes to take it out and so on, but it's not that type of chatzitza because it's based on starim, so you don't need that, you know, that it's okay. Because it's not stuck in. And he said, well, Tom Zen Nira, that Mishkafayim, Shanas Mechadish, a current contact that people put in. He says, also, okay, it's not stuck. It's not stuck there. It can be taken out. But he says, Chatchila, certainly she should take it out. No question. And that's what we do. So certainly take out contact lenses. No question about it. He says, B'diyavid, if she didn't, then she went to the mikveh already. You can't go back. Then there's room to make. That's so much.
Last night, you're taking out what's on them, no?
So yeah, probably. Again, I don't know how common it is to do it today. I don't know if the audible rules the same way today. I'm not sure. Okay. Just to finish up the sheet. So that's the end of that. That's what I just want to give you. So we talked about fillings and the ear plugs and you know, cotton in the ear and stuff up the nose and contact lenses. I think we covered all the basis storm. You know, with some of these contemporary.
Is Mako by the last eye too?
Say it again.
Is Mako by the
Avid? Yeah. Okay. Just one or two other things quickly. There is a question whether she didn't check her teeth and didn't check afterwards either. And later on, you know, at home after she ate, she found some stuff between her teeth. Do we have the right to say, yeah, that came from much later? Okay, nothing to do with the tefillah. The Ravid writes in the Balei Nefesh. This is Simon Chavav. The Ravid writes in the Balei Nefesh in the Shara Tefillah Simon Beis. The Su Shamin of Shivchosos of Rebbe. We also learn from the story of Rebbe's woman there. Should Tzvicha Isha Livdo Bein Shinel Mishum Etzem Mishum Bosom Huruk. You better check her teeth, floss, and brush. The case of there's a bone there or some other type of meat stuck there. Mishum Doracher. Behecha the low bodka karum tefila Bein Shinel. The low base has torn. So she didn't examine. Behachar tefila nami low bodka. Ad she ochla o she nisaska b'tzomim tafshilim. Behacharka bodka motza etzem o dorachotz bein starel. Okay. Then Mistaber the Chiyai Gavna Lekula Talina. We say no, it came afterwards. Okay, but that's the Ravid. It's Mistaber, but the Rokeach disagrees. The Rokeach and some Shin Yud Tes and Vilchus Nida writes Motzosi Maisa Beisha Shetovah Venimtsa Bosh Meishenav Yitzvichua Tefillah Acheres. They did require another Tefillah. Okay, they did require another Tefillah from the story of Shivchas Hashem Rebbe. So we don't know when it came in. So even if at any time it came in, it may have been there before, and the tefillah doesn't count. So our pasuk like the Ravid and Sifchav Vav, im lo bodka kon tefillah bein shenev lo beis hatorn shalav acher tefillah nami lo bodka, ad she nisaska until she was getting her hands dirty with other things, b'ksavah b'tavshil, v'char kach bodka motza etzem bein shenev, dorach hoz bein sarah, talil l'kula, marina d'bosom tefillah, ayli bo. Okay? Okay, but the Shach points out, he said, that's the Ravid, that's the Mechaber's quote in the Ravid, the Baal HaNefesh we saw in 49. Shach points out that Rokech doesn't agree. He quotes the whole Rokech, and he writes to the end, V'yesh L'Hachmer. He thinks we should be Machmer and require another Tila, even if she found it later on. Okay, last case of today.
Do you like that?
I think we pass in that if she can, it's not a Tircha, she should go.
There's no one she can do anything because
Nothing. Right, it was very. Today, I think, but it's not very good. Last thing for today will be sixth of Zion. Based on the mission we both practice mission A, Nosno Sara Bafia. Okay. Let's say, you know, women have we can't do that, but women take the hair and she takes like the end of her hair and puts it in her mouth. You know, women have long hair, so they take the piece and puts it in her mouth. Okay, so that the water never touches that part of the hair, right? She had part of her hair in her mouth. Okay. I don't mean one hair that came off her tongue. She grabbed the end of her hair, you know, and she put it in her mouth. So cuffed the other the carts of Sosel, or she punched her hand, she fisted her hand, or she put her lips close together. Then Kilo Tava, that's no good. Okay, and that's a Shomar Paskins. It's in Kozai, Nosna Sarafia, or carts of Sosel, or cuffed the other Binyan Shaloy Boa Maimem, Lo also Latvila. Okay, and that's a Shach says if got Lamadon, because Lo Boa Maim Bizarra. Okay. But the Piskachu points out it's a Kotin Yud Zayin, that's if she put her, you know, put her lips together, Karta Sosah. But if she put her teeth together, that's not a Chatzitza. She held her teeth together. Again, usually we tell the women, you know, not to do anything tightly. Don't you know, you don't have to open your mouth, but don't put your lips very tightly together. Don't make a fist and things like that, so there's water can get in. Okay, so that brings us to a Sif Chazayin. Good?
Okay, so I went over. We're in business.